Apollia 7, Tablet 1, Last Chapter Summary. Before any expression of awareness, the universe was in a state of beingness. The universe consists of consciousness and the three forces, or gunas, tama, static, raja, mutative, and sattva, sentient. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. The same was in the beginning with God, John 1:2. Because of the desire of God, the operative powers of the creative forces, three gunas, were released. With this, vibration, which is sound, was created. This sound vibration, which is the three creative powers in the operative state, is the Word, which has created all things. The influence of the sattva guna, sentient force, brought the feeling of I know. The raja guna, mutative force, brought the feeling of I do. And the tama guna brought the feeling of I have done, or memory. With this, the unit consciousnesses were evolved and felt separate from the universe, which is the essence of suffering. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. The nucleus and controller of the universe, who is in heaven, pure consciousness, feels to be and is a part of the universe, God, and is in bliss, called the state he is in himself, heaven, pure consciousness. And the state the unit consciousnesses were in, lost, he called hell, earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, Genesis 1:2. The hell, earth, does not have a form, nor is it a place. It is a state of consciousness. The rest of the universe was in this hell, or darkness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So God created a great compassion for those lost souls, and desired to bring them to the state of pure consciousness, that they might also feel one with the universe, God, and come to this bliss. So, through the universal mind, he moved over the consciousnesses of the universe, waters, to bring them under his control. Therefore, he could guide them to the goal, pure consciousness. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, Genesis 1:3. God desired, projected his light into the universe, "Let there be light," and the Word became flesh. He started to help this unit consciousness toward the eternal divine path, and with his grace, the Word reached pure consciousness, and there was light. The first unit consciousness reached pure consciousness. He became the first begotten Son of God. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, Genesis 1:4. God was very pleased with the seven steps of the eternal divine path, which led his first Son to pure consciousness, light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Those who do not follow the light are in darkness, ignorance, and those who go through this path will enter into the light. God established this truth, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day, Genesis 1:5. The light, knowledge, clears things for the consciousness like the day, and darkness, ignorance, is like the night, which hides the truth from the eyes. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The first period of his struggle was finished.